Welcome to the Cosmetology Tutor with Kiki Askew. And today we're going to be talking about making these C's make sense. And what are the C's? The C's are our hair type. Have anybody heard of that before? Have you ever heard someone say, I have 4C hair. I have 3A hair. What does all that mean? And that's what we'll be talking about today. So, as a cosmetologist, and I'm sure some of you are cosmetologists, and if you're not, you're in training to be one. But on our side of the fence, the My Lady textbook and any of the other textbooks that we have out there nowadays, you know, Click and everything else, we weren't taught these hair types when it comes down to texture and hair curl patterns and things of that nature. You know how we learn, you know, texture can be thickness to thinness, and texture can be how your hair feels, you know, porosity, the ability to absorb moisture, you know, things of that nature. But within the last couple of years, this new hair type has come out, and I just wanted to know where it came from. So I did a little research, and I remember briefly back in the day, Oprah Winfrey's hairstylist Andre Walker coming out talking about this. And so when I did my research, it did confirm that Andre Walker was, you know, controversially, they would say that he was the first one that came out with this system, this hair typing system. There are other hair typing systems like the Lois, the L-O-I-S, which I thought was interesting because I never heard of them before. And there's other ones. But let's talk about, you know, Andre Walker's for now. So when they talk about this hair type of sorts, what possibly could they be talking about? So when I looked and I did a few little, you know, little digging, they are doing a spinoff of our, when we're talking about our hair texture and our porosity and things of that nature. So, okay, that's fine. And so once I reviewed a lot of things and researched, I realized, this is a layman's term of what we cosmetologists talk about. Okay, interesting. That's good. Layman terms are good for the consumer, for the everyday person who has not taken a cosmetology course. Do you not agree? So when we talk about, you know, when we get in our textures and we talk about coarse, fine, medium, you know, a fine, medium, coarse, they have it that broken down where these A's, B's, and C's fall with the fine, medium, coarse. Just like the 1, 2, 3s, and 4s falls up under the fine, medium, coarse as well. And I thought that was pretty doggone interesting, to say the least. So I did a little more digging, and I saw that each number had 3 letters. So the number 1 had 3 letters, the number 2 had 3 letters, the number 3 had 3 letters, number 4 had 3 letters. Really, it went into more of a 4 letters, which my understanding is Andre Walker's system only stopped really with the 2 letters, but we as naturalistas online with the online community created the last 2 letters. Now, what are these letters? These letters are the letters A, the letters B, and the letter C. So, interesting. So we have the numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4, and we have letters A, B, C. And then in the category of four, it has went as far as the letter D. So it's letters A, B, C, and D under the number four. Interesting. So then I dug a little more deeper. And I said, well, let me look into it and see what I can come up with in regards to writing some notes down so I can explain it to my fellow cosmetologists that's heard about this and, you know, probably know some general information on it, but maybe not too much or don't know anything at all. I know for me, I heard of it, but I didn't know the details of it. So this has been a little light shining for me. So I encourage you guys to message me and let me know what you think about this. How are you using this in your salon? How are you using this to teach? How are you using this for yourself? Are you using this information? I feel like, you know, for so long, I've been ignoring this because I feel like, you know, my example, like I'm from the North Carolina area and we learn from the My Lady textbook. So the My Lady textbook is the Bible. So then when you start trying to add different things and reinvent the Bible, aka the wheel, I start being like, I ain't got no time for that. I'll go back to my source. However, for the naturalistas that's out there that takes care of their own hair and they didn't go to cosmetology school, I guess this helps them. So it is, after a while with me transitioning into being more of a natural stylist and more of a loctician within these last 5 years, I realize I need to start embracing what my consumers are doing. So when they come into my salon and they're talking and they need a consultation, I am abreast to what they're talking about. So let's get into these letters, ladies and gents. Okay, so let's talk about numbers. Let's go there first. Let's do that. Okay, I think that's going to be the best bet if we go into the numbers first and then go into the letters later, because then we can get into the whole gist of everything, if that makes sense to y'all. Okay, all right, so we're going to go with the number one means straight. The number two means wavy. The number three means curly. The number four means kinky. Okay? So if you're in the one category, that's the straight category. If you're in the two category, that's the wavy category. If you're in the three category, that's the curly category. And if you're in the four category, that's the kinky category. Got it so far? All right. Well, let's move on to the letters now. And let's start with the one. We'll go into one and then we'll take it on. So 1A means you have fine hair, very thin and soft and noticeable shine. That's 1A. So that's more like just the straight, fine textured, mostly bone straight, fine. It can come off lifeless to some people, but I won't ad lib. I'll just say what this is. It's fine, very thin and soft, very fine, very thin, soft and noticeable shine. Okay. 1B is medium textured hair and has more body than 1A hair. 1C is hair. The hair is the most resistant to curly styling and relatively coarse compared to other hair types. So now we have 1A, which is the straightest hair. 1B, that has a little more volume, a little more oomph. 1C, they're saying that it's most resistant to curly styling. Welcome back. Last segment, we were talking about the introduction of these C's, and we were talking about fine, medium, coarse, and then we went into what this hair type is, this hair typing system is, the two typing systems, and really starting to get deep into the numbers and the letters and going into the ones. So let's go into the twos now. Why not? So 2A is the hair is fine and thin and is relatively easy to handle with styling. 2B, hair is characteristically, it has natural waves that tend to add to the shape of your head. Okay. 2C, the hair will frizz easily and it's fairly coarse. So let's talk about this. Each number has a letter, right? And I said that each number has the A, the B, the C. Except for 4 has A, B, C, and D. So the A represents the fine, the loose waves, the loose curls. And then the B represents, it goes into the medium. So the A's are for the fine textures. The B's are more medium and the C's are more coarse. So under B, your medium texture, you also have defined waves, tight and tight curls, and a Z coil, as in like your coil is like a Z. And then the coarse, which is the C, the more coarse hair has wide waves, corkscrews, and tight coils. Okay? So now that we got that, let's go back. So then that means that every number that has an A is the finest texture of that category. Every number that has a C is the more coarsest texture of that category, if that makes sense. Because that's what it seems like to me. Definitely hit me up if you have any added value to this, or you have any questions or concerns, or you got more information on that you maybe not agree with me on. And I'm open to all of that because, like I said, I'm just learning about this. And I thought I would bring it to you all to see what you guys think, you know? So let's go to 3, the number 3, okay? So if you're a 3, you have a 3A, a 3B, and a 3C. So the 3A, the hair is very shiny and loose. The 3B, the hair has a medium amount of curls, ranging from bouncy ringlets, like a spiral-like loose curls of hair, to tight corkscrews, like a spiral-shaped corkscrew curls, okay? And then the 3C, the hair isn't a part. They pretty much did. So this is where it goes into where Andre Walker did not, they're saying in the hair typing system that Andre Walker did not add this to, he didn't have this in his original hair typing system. So they're saying the 3C was not added by Andre Walker. And the 4C and the 4D was not added by Andre Walker. As in, they're saying that online influencers added this. Okay. So, considerably, they're saying that 3C is not added by the Andre Walker hair typing system. So, let's just imagine that the C is the coarse, because we said the C was the coarsest. So we can only imagine that these spirals and these corkscrews are in the 3Cs is a much coarser version. The 3C is a much coarser version of the 3B. And then that leads us to the 4s. So 4A, even though the 4 is like our kinky category, there's a fine kinky, and then there's a medium kinky, and then there's a coarse kinky, okay? So 4A The hair is full of tight curls. It has an S pattern when stretched, much like 3 curly hair. The 4B, the hair has a less defined pattern of curls and look more like a Z, as the hair bends with very sharp angles. And then here we go with the 4C that says that Andre Walker, he didn't add this to his hair typing system. And the 4D is an emerging classification that's not a part of the Andre Walker hair typing system as well. However, let's just imagine that the 4C and the 4D is a much more coarser version of the 4A and the 4B. You know? So I thought that all of that was very interesting. You know, we have all the categories all together for us to put it. I thought I'd put it all out there. So if anything, it can make sense to somebody. I guess now that I've looked over it myself, it now makes sense. So when someone comes to me and they say, because a lot of the naturalistas that do their hair now and, you know, on their own and they have their own wash days, a lot of them have done their own research. They already know what their hair, you know, most of the time they know their hair type. They know their curl pattern. They know what products they're using on their hair. Like, they have all this information, you know. So I have to commend them on that, you know. I think it's fantastic. Honestly. So, let's go ahead and go to another sponsor segment, and I'll get back to you with the last comments. Welcome back. So, thank you for hanging out with me for this time frame, and just want to get into the last bit of this topic so we can go ahead and we can get back to our respective places and just really reflect on what we talked about today, you know? So, my next question would be, you know, to someone, how well do you know your hair type? You know, that's a good topic, you know, to where we can actually ask someone and see if they really know. A lot of them do and a lot of them don't. But once they know, ask them when they tell you, ask them, how do they know that that's their type? Have them see if they can explain to you why they call it that, why they claim that they have 4C hair, you know, or why they have 2B hair. Have them explain to you, you know. I think that that would be great. And it's also, I think it would be a great topic of discussion. And really can get an understanding of you know, their point of views. Going back to going back to the types of hair systems, like I said, there's the Andre Walker hair system, which is Oprah Winfrey's hairstylist. There's the Lois hair typing system, which is the LOIS. There is another one they call is the FIA, FIA hair typing system. So with Lois, they kind of got the same effect when it comes down to the 1A, 2B, all that stuff. So instead of 1, 2, 3, and 4, they have LOIS. And their L stands for if your hair is dominated by right angles and substantially bends, or substantial bends with nearly no curve, then you're considered an L. So it's pretty much what they're going off of based off of what I had read. Was that they're going off what the shape of the letter is. So if it's an L, they're saying that you have angles in your hair. If you're an O, your hair strand curls or coils significantly to where it appears to shape like a letter O. Then there's I. If your hair has no distinctive curls or bends and primarily lies flat against your head, then you're considered an I. And then if you're an S, your hair strand has an S-shaped curls or gorgeous waves with defined hills and valleys, then you're considered in pattern S. Okay? So that's the Lois hair typing system. And And then they have the FIA hair typing system, which is broken down into three classifiers. They have first classifier that determines the curl pattern, second classifier, which determines your texture, fine, medium, or coarse. Then there's the third classifier, that's the overall volume of the hair. Isn't that interesting? So I just thought that, you know, I think that it's so creative and so thoughtful of hairstylists and cosmetologists, beauty consultants, and, you know, professionals that actually are creative and they create and invent their own systems and, you know, tools and implements, anything that can better our beauty industry. And I have been running from this topic for so long to where today I can honestly say I embrace it, because there has to be a collaboration of sorts between us, the professionals, and them, which are the consumers or the people who, you know, are, you know, just regular, you know, regular consumers or regular people. So I am grateful for opening up having my eyes open for me to actually research this. I'm still going to use my professional terms. However, if I need to use the layman's terms of these hair typing systems, I will feel more comfortable doing so from now on because of what I researched. So I encourage you all to really just go and research yourself. Lay your eyes on the information so it can soak into you, just in case it didn't soak in here. And if it did, you know, leave me a message or like my, you know, my episode so I can understand and get, you know, see that you actually like it. And if you want to leave me a message or contact me, you can contact me at thecosmetologytutor@gmail.com. And I will see you all next time. Have a good one.